ज्ञानञ्जनाश्लाखा चक्षुर्मनसमयेनतस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन पुरुषदे स्वयंरूपकदामयं ददाति सार्वमेकम् वचकापचूर्णभिश्च कृपसिन्धुभिः च परितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवस्ति गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. Well, I was born in the darkest of ignorance, but Srila Prabhupada was very merciful. He presented himself to me in 1972 when I was a university student in New Zealand, where I was born in this lifetime. And New Zealand, you know, of course you don't really know actually, but I can just tell you, New Zealand is an unusual little place out there in the middle of nowhere. So, you know, isolated, but at the same time, they've kind of got it together in many ways, at least by the current standards. So that, and New Zealanders is people who, you know, it's materially it's pretty much as good as America, maybe not quite, but you know, it's a pretty stable first world country. But it's not America, and it doesn't have the defects of America, with all due respect to anyone from there. But, you know, the sort of... Anyway, I think you all know, right? The negative connotations of America. Yeah, New Zealanders are more... sort of more gentle and like that. So they pride themselves for being as good as the Americans, but not with the defects of the Americans. More British, but also not with the defects of the British. David Rita Marish knows all about this. So they think they're pretty cool. The best of both worlds. So one time, actually, I was in Vrindavan for the first time in 76, and there was a New Zealander in charge of the temple whose name was, I forget, something or other Swami. What was his name? Akoyananda, that's it. Akoyananda Swami. So, he was a New Zealander from Auckland, where I'm from, and we met each other, and he found out I was from New Zealand, so we struck up a little bit of a relationship. And he told me of an experience he had with Prabhupada, that he or some of the devotees there, they'd bungled something. They made a mistake. And Prabhupada said, you Americans, what good are you? You're just stupid, basically. And Akoyananda Swami said, but Srila Prabhupada, I'm not an American, I'm a New Zealander. And Srila Prabhupada looked at him, one of these looks like, you know, you stop your nonsense with that sort of nonsense, the talk look. And Prabhupada said, it is the same thing. Yes, anyway. So I came from that sort of background, way out there in the South Seas. And I got Prabhupada's mercy. Prabhupada was merciful to me, so I got involved in Krishna consciousness, not there directly, but in London. And, you know, I was thinking Kadamba Kamana Maharaj made the point that, you know, that he felt he walked in and so much hard work had already been done, and he was just able to pick it up and just, you know, it was in his hand. Whereas for the others, they had to strive to establish it, so, which is true. I mean, in certain respects at least. I remember myself, when I joined January 1973, there was no songbook in existence, at least in our London temple. So we had to learn all the songs just by hearing, which of course is the traditional process, but we were not up to the traditional standard, so it was a struggle. So we were, there were a few of us young boys who joined within a few weeks of each other, or days of each other even. And we would sit down from time to time and discuss how's it going, and what does this mean, and did you figure that out yet? And, you know, what are the words to that song they sing before we have that class in the morning? Jaya Radha something. Really? And then, you know, what made me think of this was during the kirtan, Kavi Chandra Maharaj started singing Gaur Nityananda Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So this particular mantra was a source of some consternation for us. We couldn't figure it out. And so one of the devotees said, He said, I think I've got it figured out. We're all vegetarians. And so it's something to do with that. And he said, I think what they're saying is, don't cut the vegetables, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So we went through things like this, you know, trying to figure out in the middle of the kirtan, everyone's in ecstasy, and we're turning around looking at each other, what are they singing? Sure, it was really quite something. And they used to sometimes deliberately make it difficult for us, just to test us, because it was character forming. Really? Quite amazing. So this movement in so many ways and so many places has been through so many things, and now we've come to this point, what is it, April the 14th, is it, or 14th? April the 14th, 2004, and we're sitting here in this beautiful hall, with a beautiful temple right in the middle of coming together above us. Yeah. And we should try to appreciate the efforts that the devotees have made to give us these things. I remember actually some years ago, Prabhana Prabhu could perhaps remind me when it was, he and I, and a few other devotees, we were gathered at Mother Gaurapriya's house, down the other side there. So we were gathered there, and we were talking. There was no temple. There was land, and there was a lot of talk. Whoa, enough talk, you know. If all the talk could have been translated into bricks, we'd be in a major palace by now, but there was a lot of talk, but nothing had happened, I mean, literally, other than we had the land. And of course, we were going to lose it soon, because the government was going to take it away. So then Prabhanu Prabhu and I were talking, and we just decided, let's just do it. Is Prabhanu here, actually? Oh, there he is. You remember that? And we're talking about, you know, it should be done, and it's meant to be done. We've got the land, I mean. So, why don't we do it? So then we decide, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. And I remember walking out of the house to the car, and we were just confirming between the two of us that we'll do it. And then we undertook a plan. Govardhan got involved. He got a lot of the fundraising started, the BTG program. And now here we are sitting here. You know, things have been going well so far, and there's more coming. So that's really nice. That's really wonderful. So we, you know, we should appreciate the efforts that the devotees have made, just like the Radharadhanath temple. The extreme austerities the devotees went through to build that temple. Sri Hari Prabhu is here. He remembers going through a few. And, it was great fun. That was because everyone was inspired spiritually. But on another level, it was really, what a yajna. What a yajna. Unbelievable. Actually, 6-7 days a week. 50 days a week. It was just quite a thing. So one characteristic of a devotee is that a devotee is a person who appreciates others, particularly other devotees, really appreciates. So we should appreciate, try and appreciate the efforts that the devotees have been through to present all these things to us so we can just walk in and sit down and we're here. Everything is fine. And then, in the company of the advanced devotees, appreciating them and really tuning into them and catching hold of their devotees, then we should also try to become inspired and see, right, we're going to work together now to take this further forward. This is how this Krishna consciousness movement has developed. Same thing with the Ratha Yatra. We're glorifying the Ratha Yatra. I remember when Indra Jumana Maharaj started that program the first year. This was the 16th. But the first time, I remember, a number of us were thinking, well, you know, the beachfront Ratha Yatra, you know, is it worth it? But he made the effort. He really made the effort, and others got inspired and followed in his footsteps. And even though he's not directly involved now, but having appreciating his effort, taking the inspiration and becoming a little determined like that, now the other devotees are coming and bringing it to even much greater heights. So we're recipients of great mercy. We're recipients of great mercy. Let's try to appreciate it and appreciate where it's coming from. You know, when you get something nice, what comes with it is you should appreciate where it came from too, because things don't come from nowhere. So it makes the picture complete. You get something nice, but you appreciate where it came from. So let's do like that. Take inspiration and work together. Work hard to push things further forward. And tonight, you know, tonight, and of course the Ratha Yatra Festival, wonderful occasion for that type of inspiration, because we've got some of the great leaders and great devotees in our movement here. Sitting right here, three of them sitting right here. So let's take the inspiration, take them into our hearts, and remember them and appreciate them, and then be inspired and take things forward in Krishna consciousness. Shri Prabhupada.